We're going to shift now to the Pacific Ocean and a much happier story. Amy Fleischer is a teacher at Nauset Regional Middle School, but for most of July, she's part of a team exploring California's Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary, mapping the seafloor aboard the exploration vessel Nautilus. She spoke to us by phone from the ship. Amy, welcome to Living Lab Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
First of all, where are you right now?
Right now, we are in the Channel Islands National Marine Sanctuary off the southern coast of California.
And what is the goal of this particular mission aboard the Nautilus?
So this region is a marine biodiversity hotspot. So one of our missions is to document and sample the incredible array of wildlife here. And we're also interested in finding paleo coastline. So about 20,000 years ago, we were in the last glacial maximum. This was a time when the ocean water was bound up in glaciers, so the sea level was a lot lower, about 300 meters lower. So we're mapping the Channel Islands to see where the paleo coastlines were. Where were the ancient submerged coastlines? And those coastlines have particular features that we can look for. If you think about the beaches that we see today, you see like high energy systems, lots of wave hitting the shore. So wave and wind abrasion is causing weathering and erosion, and it creates sculpted features like canyon walls, sea caves, spires, and arches. When we look at the paleo coastlines in the Channel Islands, we're looking 300 meters below sea level for those same features. So we're on the hunt for submerged sea caves.
Wow. Okay, that sounds cool. You've got 24 teachers, not just yourself, an artist, 19 students that are all out there, and you guys are standing watch and actually helping the scientists with this mapping and with this mission. What kinds of things have you guys been doing?
Well, I stand watch 4 hours on, 8 hours off, and my goal is to learn as much as I can about the science that's going on the ship, to be talking with the mappers, to be talking with the geologists, the biologists on board, and absorbing it all and communicating that via telepresence to the world at large. So we stream live audio and video every time we do an ROV dive, and I'm helping to communicate that science to the rest of the world. We also do live interactions here in our television studio aboard the EV Nautilus, and so I speak to museums and school groups across the world about the science happening here.
How much training did you get before you hopped on board this ship and started teaching the world the science that you're doing right now?
Well, this is my second time on board. I first came out for an expedition in the Gulf of Mexico in April of 2015. Before that expedition, we got a week of training at the University of Rhode Island's Graduate School of Oceanography, and I came back this year as a lead science communication fellow and helped with training the new group.
This mission looking for paleo coastlines sounds like, you know, it's a nice parallel to a lot of things that we hear about and learn about here on Cape Cod, of course, formed by the last glaciation event. How do you plan to bring what you're learning now back into a Cape Cod classroom, say, this fall?
Well, that's the exciting part. Everything that we're doing out here directly relates to the curriculum that I'm teaching in grades 7 and 8. Our theme in grade 7 is energy systems, and we actually study kinetic energy followed by weathering, erosion, and deposition, the impact of short time scale processes on the Earth's surface, and then we follow that up by studying how Cape Cod was formed on a long scale process through glaciation. So everything we're doing here is directly applicable to what we're doing in the classroom. We're also connected to the 8th grade curriculum where we study climate, so understanding how temperature and precipitation have changed throughout the world over time, as well as actually genetics, because they came up with a brand new technology that we're piloting here on the EV Nautilus called eDNA. We're collecting water quality samples from around deep sea coral colonies, and we're hoping that there will be sloughed up cells of all of the organisms that live in that area in the water, and we'll be able to study the genetics of those cells to figure out what organisms are present. And this is a really exciting way to diminish our impact on the ecosystem, because usually we would go down and collect samples, but we don't want to take things from the bottom of the ocean if they can live and thrive down there. So eDNA is this really exciting opportunity, and it directly relates to the genetics unit that we're doing in grade 8.
You're only a week into this 3-week expedition, but I wonder if there have been already surprises or aha moments, discoveries that have surprised the scientists themselves while you're out there exploring these deep sea environments.
Well, there's definitely a lot of excitement on board. We are, when we find a canyon wall or a sea cave, that's exciting. When we find an organism that we haven't seen before, last year when they surveyed this area in 2016, they found a gleaming purple orb, and they had no idea what it was. They knew
I remember that, actually. That went viral on the web.
It did, absolutely. One of the great things about being on the EV Nautilus is we can only have about 31 members of the Corps of Exploration on board at any time because of the size of the ship. But we have scientists around the world in our science chat that are constantly watching live with us and talking back to the scientists here on the boat, helping us to identify what's going on the seafloor. And they were sort of postulating what it might be, but eventually we sent it to Harvard's Museum of Comparative Zoology, and in order to figure out what it was. And it turns out it's related to a snail. It's a snail with a very small shell and that with a mantle that covers most of it. So on this particular journey, we've seen a lot of cool creatures. We saw a fish eating a fish eating a fish. We saw a ghost shark. We've been visited by blunt-nosed six-gill sharks. And from the surface of the vessel, we've even seen a blue whale.
That sounds awesome. Amy Fleischer is a teacher at Nauset Regional Middle School and right now an educator at sea with the exploration vessel Nautilus. Amy, thank you so much and good luck on the rest of the cruise.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can follow along with Amy Fleischer and the exploration vessel Nautilus at nautilus.org. You can also find a link at our website, capeandislands.org. Up next, as more renewable energy comes online, we need more capacity to store electricity for later use. Batteries are just one option. Where energy storage technology stands, when Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.